visitors to Prague can get around the city by various means of transport. Metro, tram, bus, taxi, and now, Velotrixi. These colourful three-wheel pedal-driven vehicles can now be seen around the centre of the city, and they've become an instant hit since they were introduced in May. Sharka Halasova has more.
The man who introduced these unusual vehicles to the Czech capital is Mayor Pavel Bem. He explains what inspired him to bring them to Prague.
Well, I saw them for the first time in Berlin, and it seemed to me quite intelligent, nice, and refreshing vehicle and sort of mean of transportation. And I started to negotiate and discuss with the providers, and they said, well, we would be so happy to come to Prague. And I said, well, let's try. So they did.
The Velotrixis operate in the center of the city. The pink and white domed bike is a kind of modern-day, futuristic-looking rickshaw. It is eye-catching and impossible to miss, but you won't hear them. They are noiseless and very environmentally friendly. Karolina Idrizova is one of the founders of the company who operate Prague's fleet of Velotrixis. What did she find so appealing about them?
It's the design of the vehicles that are very unique. It's very playful. It's cosmopolitan. That's sort of like the visual aspect of it. And it's very different sitting like in this type of a vehicle, you know, running on three wheels with, it looks like a rickshaw actually. So that's the visual aspect to it. The very benefit of this vehicle actually is that it runs on the sort of like, it supports ecological lifestyle, actually. That was the initial idea how these vehicles were launched in Germany as well, to support or basically to help the transportation system within the city centers.
This people-powered vehicle is classified as a bicycle. It has a small electrical engine that only kicks in to assist the driver when needed and automatically turns off when the bike reaches 11 kilometers an hour. But sometimes the driver and the engine are not enough, so bikes are confined to the flattest parts of central Prague. A Velotrixi driver explains the limits of the bike.
It is good when I go on plate, but when I must go high up, so it's difficult. For example, I couldn't go to Prague Castle because the motor is not hard, so it could be better. When I have one not heavy customer, it can be possible. With two customers through Nerudova Street to Prague Castle, it's not.
This girl is only one of three women among the city's 40 drivers. She spends most of her day outside driving around in the heat. Given the physically demanding nature of the job, what is the attraction?
I like it because I am on fresh air and I do something for me because I like riding bicycle. So, and talking with foreign people, I like it too.
The vehicle is, of course, for tourists, but locals have also increasingly been using them. Some people will even use them instead of taxis. With the rise in traffic congestion, they may provide a viable option for quick travel across the central parts of the city. Karolina Idrizova explains the integral part she hopes they will play.
We're trying to communicate even with the people from the city, with the city hall. We're communicating the idea because, I mean, obviously this is a very new concept. So we do believe that we work with the same goal with them because, I know that people in the city hall, they're trying to move the traffic away from the center, which is a process that will take some time. Obviously it's not going to happen this year or next year immediately. So, while offering, you know, this type of alternative thing, we do believe that we can help to a certain extent.
The rickshaws cruise down any road, regardless of whether it is paved or cobblestone. So if you can handle a bit of a bumpy ride, you can give your tired feet a rest.
That report by Sharka Halasova. Now I've got some brief news about our